Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Relate Higher, the podcast. This is episode 3, and today we are talking about how to create a successful relationship. Now, we're talking about how to create successful relationships across your life as a whole, and we are also talking about how to create not only successful relationships, but also conscious relationships. That is, whether it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, a family relationship, or a relationship with a professional member of your community. No matter who it is, the way that we create successful relationships, no matter what your definition is, which you'll remember we spoke about in the last episode, no matter what your personal definition is for a successful relationship, you need to take a conscious approach. The reason for that is that intentional definition that you created can only be met with awareness, love, and intention. And that is, in a nutshell, what a conscious relationship is all about. It is one that is created from love rather than fear. It is one created with awareness rather than no awareness. It is one created with intention rather than no intention. The reason relationships are not successful is because so many of us by default are coming from fear. We're also not approaching the relationship with our awareness and our consciousness, and we're also not creating it with intention. The last episode spoke about this problem. Most of us don't even have a definition of what a successful relationship is, and we certainly don't have examples because we wouldn't even know what to look for. Therefore, we can't create a successful relationship. So that's why the very first topic we spoke about was what a successful relationship is. And we gave you a way to approach defining a successful relationship for yourself. Now that you have the definition, you want to know, how do we actually create it? What do we do? And this is what you'll be learning in today's episode. I'm going to teach you our Relate Higher framework for creating successful, conscious relationships. Remember, that's a relationship that's built on love, approached with awareness, and built with intention. I'm going to teach you 3 steps. These are the 3 pillars of the Relate Higher framework. And I teach it to you in this way to make it easier for you to remember. We are also teaching it to you in this way so that you know that it's not about just doing one thing. It's not just about taking one step. It is a process that you need to embark upon, and it will take time to do that. That is a great thing. Most things in life that have felt really successful, that you're really proud of, they take time. They take your conscious care, nurturing, and intention. And that's what a conscious approach is all about. So let me introduce you to Relate Higher's framework for creating successful, conscious, thriving relationships across your life as a whole. There are 3 elements to this framework, or what you might want to call pillars. It doesn't matter what word you use. The first is, we want to enter into conscious relationship with another human. Now, the important part here is the conscious relationship piece. Being in a conscious relationship with another person creates a container for the relationship that will allow it to be met with love, to be met with awareness, and also to be created intentionally. Now, at Relate Higher, we have created a tool and a process for creating a conscious relationship container. We will be teaching you more about this container later on in the podcast. The first thing to know is that that's the first first piece of the framework. You want to be in conscious relationship with another, whether it's a romantic relationship, a professional relationship, a friendship, or a family relationship. Both you and the other person in the relationship want to know why you're in this relationship together. What are we creating together? You both want to be committed to creating the relationship from a place of love and to be approaching the relationship with your conscious awareness together. When you both come together with that perspective, approach, and intention, it allows you to create something so incredible. It will blow your mind because not only will you be working with your definition of what a successful relationship is, you'll be working with someone else's as well, which will allow a third place that you haven't even imagined to come to fruition. In addition, you too will be adding your creative and manifesting abilities to create that specific intention that you both agree upon. This means you'll be able to go even deeper than you could ever imagine to experience more meaningful connection, depth, and intimacy than what you're right now imagining. Because right now, your definition is limited by your experience and by your desires. What you learn through actually being in the world and experiencing the world and experiencing other people and relationships will expand your perspective to what is possible. And therefore, your definition will evolve. And therefore, you will be able to go deeper than what you could have had you not had that encounter and relationship with that person. Add in the conscious element to all of this. You can only imagine how much deeper and more expansive your experience on relationships can become. So we want to enter into conscious relationship. Now, the conscious relationship container process and tool that we've created at Relate Higher gives you a specific process and container to make sure both you and the other person in the relationship are showing up consciously, are showing up from love, are showing up with awareness, are showing up with intention. You'll have regular tools and exercises and processes within the overall process that you'll be taught to use in order to create and achieve that. So it's a really, really important part of the framework. The second element to the Relate Higher framework is that you step into and cultivate a conscious relationship with yourself first. Now, sometimes I feel I need to not use the word first because this will be something you're working on for the rest of your life. We always, every day, every single one of us, no matter how conscious or not you think you are, working on cultivating a conscious relationship with yourself is a life's work. This is because the way that we function as humans, we're designed to go into unconsciousness. It just happens. Once something becomes a habit, it goes into our unconscious. We start showing up unconsciously. We stop checking ourselves. We stop making sure, is this really coming from love? Is this really supporting our intentions? Is this really coming from a place of awareness? And so we need practices that allow us to recheck ourselves so that we can make sure we're showing up in a place that is truly conscious. So it's a great thing that this is our life's work. It's just part of our design as humans. It's what makes it interesting, and it's what keeps you learning and growing and evolving as a human, which, as we learned before, is a big part of what it means to be reaching our full potential. So stepping into conscious relationship with yourself is something that you're going to be doing forever. But the reason I do include the words first here is that we cannot enter into a conscious relationship with another person if we are not attempting to cultivate a conscious relationship with ourselves, if we're not learning what a conscious relationship with ourselves actually is. If we don't know what it means to be conscious generally, then we're not going to be able to show up in a relationship with another person and be conscious, are we? So while it's really important to know what we're creating in terms of a conscious relationship with another person, because that's going to give you the motivation to step into conscious relationship and learn the tools that you need to be in that space, you'll also very quickly, right away, need to step into conscious relationship with yourself and learn how to do that. So that is what we'll be teaching you here at Relate Higher on this podcast as well, how to step into conscious relationship with you. Now, remembering what it means in a nutshell to be in conscious relationship, it's coming from love, it's approaching with intention and from awareness. This is the same with your relationship with yourself. You want to be coming from a place of love in the relationship you cultivate with yourself. You want to be coming from a place of intention, which means you also need to know what a successful relationship with yourself also means. So I recommend you go back to the previous episode and re-listen to the whole episode and now come at it through the angle of, I'm defining a successful relationship with myself. What does that even mean? And remember, this is going to be a question you need to ask yourself at various moments along your life journey, because the answer will change. It will evolve. That is guaranteed, as it will with all of your other relationships. Now, the conscious relationship container that I'll be teaching you is going to help you with that evolution. It will help you change the definition as you go along. It will give you checkpoints to recheck your definitions. So it's not a problem that that definition will evolve. And it also is relevant to the relationship you cultivate with yourself too. So the second piece of the framework is stepping into conscious relationship with you. And you might just start today by really noticing the way that I show up with myself, the words that I speak to myself, the way I interact with other people, the way I perceive other people. Is this coming from love? Like truly, is it coming from a lens of love, or is it coming from protection? Is it coming from fear? Is it coming from scarcity? Be honest with yourself, because that's showing you those moments that you have the opportunity to relate higher. And think of it as an invitation. Every time you notice that I'm not coming from love, or every time you notice, hey, I'm being quite unconscious here, I'm not really aware. Every time you notice, hey, I'm actually moving forward without being aware of my intention, or this isn't even aligned with my intention. Don't shoot yourself in the foot for doing that, because you will do it. Instead, notice the opportunity here. The fact that you notice means that you're now going to learn something. You have an opportunity to collaborate with this information. It will reveal to you a new way of moving forward, of relating with yourself or with the other person that you hadn't been aware of before. That's growth, that's evolution, and that is awesome. So, stepping into conscious relationship first, you can simply start today by noticing when you're not coming from love, by noticing when you're not coming from intention, by noticing when you're not really showing up with your awareness. And another word for awareness you might use is presence. When you're not really there, when you're not really being thoughtful, intentional about the way you're showing up, you're not usually showing up with your awareness. So simply noticing that and then stepping into relating higher and noticing where stepping into coming from love, awareness, and intention is taking you that is different from where you are is part of the journey. So that's something you can start doing today. The third piece of the framework is approaching wherever you are now in the overall relationship cycle consciously. This is really incredibly important, because so many people think that you can only show up with love and with awareness and with intention when you're in a relationship that's going well, or in a relationship that you even want to be in. But the truth is, you can actually approach every single phase of the overall relationship cycle consciously. And if you do this, it will give you a gift no matter what phase you're in. It will teach you something. It will allow you to have an experience that is for your benefit and the other person's benefit, no matter where you both are. So that includes deciding whether to leave a relationship. That includes completing a relationship. It includes separation, divorce, and breakups, any relationship that is ending. It includes healing your heart after a relationship ends. It includes dating or attracting new relationships into your life. It includes starting a new relationship, and it also includes improving an existing relationship that you're in right now. Every single one of these phases ask you to meet yourself and the relationship you're in right now consciously. And it means your experience of that phase can come from love, can come with awareness and with intention, which will give you a totally different experience to the one that you would expect, particularly when it involves completing a relationship or attracting new relationships. The cultural story that we've been sold is that it will be hard, difficult, it's not good, it's not great, it'll be unsuccessful, it's not fulfilling, it'll be messy and horrible, and all of these narratives. But actually, it can be just as an enriching, beautiful, conscious, loving, thriving, successful experience as being in the relationship itself in the good times. We learn so much at every phase of the relationship. And what I want you to experience is being a relationship leader, no matter what phase of the relationship you're actually in right now. So I'll be teaching you many tools that will support you in approaching the specific phases of the overarching relationship cycle consciously. In addition, you want to know how to move from where you are to where you want to be. And in order to do that, if you want to step into conscious relationship, but you're ending a relationship right now and you're doing it unconsciously and it's really not going well and you're being horrible to the other person in the process, it is very unlikely you're going to step into a fulfilling, loving relationship with someone else on the other side. You need to learn, and the best place to learn is when you're in those times of transition and conflict where it feels the hardest. If you can learn how to show up consciously, then it's going to give you so much more success when you step into conscious relationship with someone in the future. So we also want to make sure that where we are now, we're approaching it consciously, and that the steps we're taking to move in the direction of what we want to create, we're also showing up for those steps consciously. And I'll be teaching you over here on the podcast ways to do that. So there we have it, my friends. The way to create successful relationships across your life is by stepping into conscious relationship. And the way that we do that is through the Relate Higher 3-part framework to conscious, successful, thriving relationships. As a summary, they are 1, entering into conscious relationship with another person, 2, stepping into and cultivating a conscious relationship with yourself, and 3, approaching where you are now and where you're going consciously. Now you know what to expect coming up on the podcast, because we'll be teaching you how to dive deeper and embody each of these 3 parts of the Relate Higher framework. As an interim step, what I want all of you to do right now is to ask yourself, which of these 3 pillars do I most need help with right now and why? Ask yourself that question, reflect on your answer, and then stay tuned for our next episode. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.